Matt Bubala with you here on 720 WGN. Joining us on the phone right now is my old friend Andrew Herman from DNAinfo.com. Hey, Andrew, how are you this morning?
I'm chilly.
What? It was 70 degrees like a week ago. What are you toughing up, dude? It's Chicago. You thought that was going to last?
I mean, I think it's the snowflakes that were just kind of bumming me out this morning.
Well, you know what happened? Here's what happened, Andrew. We get to 70 degrees last week, and a friend of mine's neighbor brought out his snowblower and ran it out of gas. Just let it run for an hour and a half and declared winter over. So we were cursed. You know we're going to get about 20 inches sometime in the next week or two.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. So, Andrew, all we talk about lately is the problems in America, the consternation over the new administration, or the shootings here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But at DNAinfo.com, you guys came up with a few really good stories about good things going on in Chicago and kind of cobbled them together to give people a little hope for our city this weekend. A stranger committed a random act of kindness in Irving Park. Kids learned about gardening in Rogers Park, and teens work to change how people see the South Side. What are the good stories that are going on?
Well, you know, there are problems facing the city, and, you know, violence and government debt and all that stuff. And at DNA Info, we have reporters across the city in the neighborhoods, and they do report some of that stuff. We create about dozens and dozens of stories every day, and some are reflect the problems, and some do not, and some I think show the positive spirit and the beauty of Chicago. And so we, as you say, cobbled some together and put a headline on it: five ways to make you smile in Chicago. And we did that on Friday. It's on the website right now, and people loved it, surprisingly enough.
So there was a story about a family visiting from, I think from Detroit. They came to see the Chicago Auto Show.
Right.
And they went to a barbecue place called Smoke. And what happened?
Yeah, so this is in Irving Park, Smoke Barbecue at 3800 North Pulaski. As you say, they were visiting the city, and it was a mother and a father and two sons. And one of the sons has cerebral palsy, and they're eating there, and they're enjoying themselves. And they go up to pay the bill, and the cashier says, "You don't have to pay the bill. The guy who just left here paid the bill for you." And so it was just a nice surprise. The guy who paid the bill told the cashier, "I've always wanted to do something nice like this, and today's the day."
You hear about those things from time to time. I think there's a pay it forward day. But mm-hmm. a random act of kindness like that can just change a person's outlook. And how nice that it happened while they were visiting Chicago, too. And so now they walk away with probably a pretty good feeling about the town, at least.
Right. And the father says, you know, even before somebody paid for our meal, we've just been meeting nice people all day in Chicago. And everybody gives Chicago a bad rap, but they had the time of their lives.
Excellent. What happened with the Brother Rice wrestler?
Oh, yeah, this is a great story. This is out of Mount Greenwood High School. A couple of kids, Scott Sierzga and Jacob Schmitz, they met each other in freshman orientation. Scott is kind of athlete. Jacob was kind of a student type. They became very close. Both their parents are in the police force. Now, Jacob got leukemia and died, and so Scott devoted his wrestling season to his old friend, and Scott ended up winning second place in the state championship. And, in fact, the entire Brother Rice team did pretty well down there. But it was just about two different Chicago kids, different interests, but became very close, and it's a very inspirational story.
And finally, let's talk about one that I think is most relevant maybe to the issues we're always talking about. Students at Fenger High School are promoting a hashtag Change the Story campaign to show better parts of Chicago and better stories about Chicago. What are they doing?
Right. So this is in Roseland, and we hear about Roseland all the time for its problems with gun violence there. But these kids are part of the Mikvah Challenge, which is a citywide organization that tries to inform and empower and make active citizens out of teenagers. And as you say, they put together a video called Change the Story. And it's very... it might change your mind a little bit about what you think about people who live in these neighborhoods and young people. They in the video, which is posted on the DNA Info website, you can see them talking just about their lives a little bit and about what they think other people think about them and who they really are. And they do talk about what kind of changes they want to see in the city and what they want to do for their own lives. And one kid says, I want to stand up for what's right. And I want people to understand that there's a lot of us out here in these neighborhoods that you might see, you know, sort of glimpses of on the evening news when something terrible happens, but there's other kinds of people who live there too, and it's just a way for them to sort of get out their message.
All the stories that are hard-hitting and tough to take are at dnainfo.com, but they've got a lot of these stories too. There's better sides of Chicago that we don't get to hear enough about. Find it all at dnainfo.com. Andrew Herman, thanks so much for jumping on the phone, buddy.
Okay, Matt.